SRC.
Hi. I'm calling about, I have some questions about conversion therapy.
Okay. Maybe I can direct you somewhere. We may not be at the right place, actually. Were you looking into conversion therapy?
Yes, I was. Do you offer that service?
We're more of like an online resource. We're more online-based. We don't actually provide any services here.
Well, can you do it online? Like, can I convert my sexuality online?
I may not be the right person. Do you want me to take a message and have somebody give you a call back?
No, well, I'll tell you what it is. We have 11 cats here. Okay? And last night, she was hinting around the way that now she wants a dog. And I said, you know what? That's it. That's it. I am through with this lesbian lifestyle. I'm done. That is it. I'll show her. I will show her. I will convert quicker than a converted crock pot. Okay? That is it. She's going to come looking for me. She's going to have to find me in church.
Okay, you know what? You need to call. Let me give you another number for you to call, okay? Let me see if I can find a number for you.
Okay.
We don't provide any counseling services here at all.
Do you
want to speak to a counselor? Is that who you're looking for?
Well, I guess I just had a few basic questions, like, how does it work? You go away or something? Is it like a spa? I mean, you think I could lose a couple pounds there, maybe? I don't know.
Quite honestly, why don't you go online and try to find conversion therapy?
How about MySpace? Do you guys have a MySpace?
No, we do not.
Because I want to be your friend.
Well, I'm happy to hear it. We do not have a MySpace. But we'll keep that in mind for the future.
Can you blame me? That's it. I don't want to be gay anymore.
Yeah, that's a lot of cats. That is a lot of cats. Wish you luck.
Thank you.
And have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Please, Mama, can't you see? I've always tried to please. I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along, but I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong.
Hello, you're listening to show number 5 of The Lesbian Mafia, and I'm your host, Sandy. Hi, I'm really glad that you're here listening again, and I'm glad to be here doing this again. Before I get into the topic, there's just a few things that I'd like to talk about. I'm not really sure which I should bring up first, but I did want to say that I will be making t-shirts available with The Lesbian Mafia in front, and a lovely young lady from South Africa named Natalie gave me a great idea so that, you know, everything can be situated on the front, which was a brilliant idea. I'm really happy about that. I should be getting the shipment very soon, and I'm very happy so far. I hope I'm just as happy when I receive them. That said, the other announcement that I have to make is that I'm not sure which show it's going to be, but in a few shows from now, I'm going to be doing a call-in show because I've been getting requests of people who would like to talk on the shows. So if you'd like to be one of the call-ins, I'm going to be putting out a bulletin when I'll be doing that, and you can just respond to that and we'll set an appointment. And so there are my announcements. And on a different note, you know, I was in Pathmark last night, and, you know, and I was shopping for fruit, and you know, I'm going to have to go to medical school just to be able to afford fruit in New York. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about you, but, I, between fruit and water, I don't know. But anyway, you know, and I was walking around looking at all of Pathmark's disgusting, rotted fruit that it looks like they took it out of the garbage bin and dumped it there and then put prices on it. That's how disgusting the fruit is in Pathmark. I just don't understand. Lower the prices and people will buy it. Why keep it high and then no one buys it? Why are people so stupid and greedy? You end up losing more. I need to know who the CEO of Pathmark is, because he's a damn fool. You know, I'm not even going to get into that, okay? Because what's important is the fact that Nelly Furtado's song, Say It Right, was on, and I found myself singing along to that song. And I just want to say, I would just like to take this moment to say here, please, I want this campaign that is going on for this song to end. I cannot take this song anymore. Say It Right. I can't take it anymore. Okay, I feel like that crazy guy from that movie Network. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. What I'm saying is, no, really, I can't believe that I have a microphone. This is ridiculous. What I'm trying to say is, that song has to stop. It has to stop infiltrating every single MySpace page that I go to. They have that damn song playing on. Say It Right, Say It Right. Make it stop! Okay, I'm gonna write a song. You know, like how they do that? Like that you're mad at the other song? I don't know what they call that. Her song is Say It Right. Mine is going to be Make It Stop. I know that at one point it was a cute song. Fine, I understand. You know, like in 1492, it was all right. For like 5 minutes, the song was all right. I cannot take it anymore. All right? And I'm talking about really silly things right now because the topic of the show is pretty heavy. So anyway, the topic is if being gay was a choice for you or not. Because in my first show, I said the lifestyle that we chose. And it was brought to my attention that I said the lifestyle that we chose. And for whatever reason, and I'm not sure why I feel this way, and I speak for myself only, I do feel like I chose this lifestyle. And I really don't care who feels how about it. How about that? How about that one? I don't care what some straight Christian has to say about it. And I'm not trying to talk about Christians or whatever. You know who I'm talking about. The ones that hate everything. They hate just as much as radical Islamics. They hate, you know, just as any other radical political movement that calls themselves a religion. I really don't care how straight people feel about my sexuality. Now, I will say that at some point I did feel like it was a choice for me, okay? And at this stage of the game, I think it's beyond a choice now. I don't really think that I'm choosing this lifestyle. Not that I wouldn't, okay? Because I see straight relationships and I'm not impressed with what's going on there, okay? When I look at OJ's face, when I look at his head, the size of his head, when I look at that man, all right, I'm not impressed by straight people or their lifestyles, okay? Because I would not choose to be a straight woman in my culture with my background, okay? I'm sorry. And there's not any other culture that I would like to be straight in other than maybe, I can't even think of one because I don't know what culture is most progressive as far as women's concerns go, which I'm not sure there are any cultures that give a hoot about women's concerns. Maybe I did or maybe I didn't choose it. I don't know. When I was younger, I felt like I chose it. Now that I'm 122 million years old, I still feel that on some level it is a choice. I don't know. Did I choose it? Maybe. I don't know. I would like to say, though, that I am not in the business of recruiting heterosexuals. In fact, I don't want your STDs. Thanks. Take care. The only people trying to convert anyone are heterosexuals. I like to call them hets. And there is not one person in my family for 7 generations in any direction, anywhere that I can find that is gay. I am the lone lesbian. Everyone around me is straight and I am still gay. Okay? So I don't know if it's a choice. I knew that I was starting to have feelings for women when I was 13, 14 years old, maybe earlier. I think the earliest I can recall was seeing the Judas Priest video and that chick on the motorcycle swinging her hair back. And it wasn't even conscious. I just felt what I felt, and it wasn't something that was happening in my head. It was happening in my body. So I was going to be who I was supposed to be, regardless of whoever, however, wherever. All right, so I will bring in the girls now and see where we can go with this.
Sing it again. I like it.
Bye.
baby, come here and suck my dick. You never called me. Now I can't jerk off.
Keep singing.
No. Don't put me on spot.
I'm sorry. This is the beauty of what I'm doing, is that I can record you and you don't know that I'm recording you.
You're recording. Whatever.
So we're talking with Dee in Vegas. Hi.
Hello, boss.
Hi.
Hello.
What's happening in Vegas? Anything exciting?
What are you talking about in my bedroom? Or?
Now, out on the strip. For lack of a better word. Out on the strip.
Besides the hookers and the prostitutes on the strip. Tonight, I don't know what's going on tonight. Do you want me to just tell you about the whole Luxor thing again?
No, I'm interested in a tranny hooker. That's what I'm interested in.
Yeah, I know you're interested in a tranny hooker. Those porns I've seen you watch. That was hot, though, that one girl that was waving her hair around. I was like, she's hot.
Oh, my God, she looks like a woman.
Yeah, she did. She was hot. Now, do you think she chooses to be a transsexual?
Of course.
I think there's a choice in that.
Well, did somebody hold a gun to her head and say, you're going to go get breast implants? And we're going to shoot hormones into you? That was a choice.
That was a choice.
So, now, and that Nelly Furtado song. I mean, am I alone in this? Just tell me. You don't have to go into it. Just tell me if I'm alone.
I hate the song, too. Totally hate it.
Thank you for backing me.
I think you should develop that song that you were saying.
Make it stop. Make it stop. Mine is going to go, damn, make it stop.
Oh, you need to stop singing the song.
Bitch.
Bitch.
And that sounds like Michael Jackson. All right, so. All right. Did you choose to be gay?
No, I don't think I chose to be gay. I was born gay. I was born a bit gay.
Okay.
I'm a dyke and drag.
That's what you are. You're a dyke and drag.
I am a dyke and drag.
All right, so how old were you when you actually realized I'm attracted to the same sex?
I was 5 years old.
Wow, that's really young.
I was five.
Were you attracted to boys ever at all on any level?
No, you know, when I was a little kid, I would pretend like I was, but I really had crushes on girls. Like, I would go and be with boys or whatever, but, you know, I'd always end up breaking their hearts because, you know, I had this crush on a woman.
Oh,
I really
wow.
didn't know what it was.
Okay. Do you feel like it's physiological, it's biological, you were born gay in your brain or in your body? Where were you born gay?
I feel like I was born gay in my body, in my heart, and in
cry.
My belly.
I was going to say, you're going to make me cry. So you were born gay.
Yeah, I think we are all born gay. I think that there's some people who make a choice to be gay or not, but I don't think those people are truly gay.
Are you throwing digs at me? I think I just caught an arrow. I think I just caught a bullet in my teeth. What? Wait a minute. So you think because I think that I chose to be gay that I'm not really gay?
I don't think you're really gay. I think you're just playing.
There's arrows flying over my head. So you think that I'm not gay?
To be honest, I think that if somebody has a choice, then they're probably truly bisexual. But somebody who has no choice at all, that's who they truly are.
So I'm bisexual?
Yeah, I think you're bisexual. I know you hate them, but, you know.
Maybe that's why, because I'm the bisexual
why?
One.
You know, people that are homophobic, you know, as kids, they grow up to be big homos.
Right, so I'm biphobic, which means that I'm bisexual. It's my dream to go to lesbian events like a predator looking for lesbians and lie to them and pretend that I'm single and then spread STDs. Bingo! I think you've definitely nailed me. That is my dream. That is my dream.
That's your dream.
That's the dream.
You're truly 100% lesbian. It's not a choice.
Oh, that's a good point.
That's how you were born. I don't think you can switch over and be with a guy. I mean, I think you could be attracted to a guy, like a straight person, because the same sex is attractive. But I don't think you can be sexually attracted to that person or emotionally attracted to that person.
So you think that I can flip over and be with a guy? I cannot flip over and be with a guy.
Do you think, let me start asking you questions, Mandy.
I do feel like I chose this lifestyle on some level.
You don't think you're a born lesbian?
Well, maybe I was born predisposed. Do you know what I'm saying?
So you think, could you be with a man?
No, in a relationship, never. And I haven't been intimate with a man since my teen years, so...
I guess you could say it's a choice for you to be against who you are. I mean, I have a choice to be straight as well, but, I mean, it's against who I am, against who I was born to be. So I guess I believe you have a choice, but then you are also, I believe I was born the way I am.
Right. On some level, I feel like I initially chose it. Back in 1776, when I first came out, I felt like I chose it then. I don't know. I almost like saying that I chose it, because I like being smug about being gay.
I mean, I feel like I was born that way, so I don't feel like I chose this lifestyle, because if I was able to choose between them, I would choose to live a normal life, you know?
A normal life?
Lesbian was normal, you know, in the whole society.
Right, but that's what straight people say are normal. That's not.
Yeah, but exactly. And, you know, I wish that I can be more like everybody else. But,
oh, you do?
You know, I'm happy with who I am, but I wish it was considered normal.
I'm sorry, you're going to make me cry again. I'm holding back the tears. Okay, so you would want to be straight.
I would want to be straight if, you know.
Who's the bisexual around here? It's you. If you want to be straight. I don't want to be straight.
I was born gay. But it would have been easier if I was born straight.
No, but
I'm not saying I chose this lifestyle.
No, what you want is to come home to a husband and wash his dirty underwears with skid marks on them, with Hershey Highway stains on his underwears. That's what you want. That's what you're telling me, that's normal, to be subservient to a male.
In society, it's
according
normal,
to who?
Know?
According
and
to who?
And it would make it a lot easier on gay people's life if they were straight, because they don't have to deal with hate crimes. Well, you know, these people, they're dealing with all this crap nowadays, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, hate crimes and all that. There are different levels of suffering that only we know. But one thing that I am certain of is that it has to be grueling to wash skid marks, to wash skid marks off of your husband's underwears.
That's what makes you choose to be lesbian.
This is what I know.
This is your choice.
These are my pearls of wisdom. Thank you very much.
I don't remember the words, though.
But do you remember how you sang it?
Like this.
Wait, but you did it, like, really, do you remember exactly how you did it last time?
I was being stupid. Pumpkin?
Yes.
Okay, Pumpkin Poo, talk to me.
Okay.
Talk to me like lovers do.
Okay, can you sing the song for me?
I don't remember how I did it.
Do you remember?
You don't be doing nothing to me. And I know that I want to get it. You don't need nothing at all to me. Somebody please take that close pin off her nose. I can't take it. Shit. And she's hot. She's hot, okay? She is.
Okay. Yeah, she has a very nice shape, I think, right?
Yeah.
Right.
She does have a nice shape, and she has beautiful eyes.
Really?
Yeah, she's very shapely.
Okay, so we're talking to Loa in Brooklyn. By the way, I know that you shop in Pathmark also. How's the fruit in your Pathmark? Because
Oh, they're fresh, believe it or not.
So then it's just the one here.
Bastards. Yeah.
Disgusting. It looks like they were playing soccer with all the fruit. I can't. And then they put...
It's fresh fruit. Mm-hmm.
So you have good fruit in your Pathmark.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
It's very
fresh
frustrating.
Fruit. We have the water that sprinkles all over the fruit, washes the fruits, and... keeps them nice and clean.
Yeah. We have the sprinkle water, too, but...
You have to remember, I live by Bay, Brooklyn, so, you know.
Yeah.
Yuppies over here.
Oh, right, so they demand.
I tell you, the 99-cent store, Peter Luger sauce, okay? Peter Luger steak sauce, in the 99-cent store. Need I say more? But it's good. It's a good thing.
In the 99-cent store?
99-cent store. They sell Downy, detergent, They sell Thai, 99 cents.
You see that? Is it the Hasids? They demand price.
They don't play. Okay. Do you know how much I paid for a Peter Luger sauce in a regular supermarket? Close to $7.
And how much was it? It was in the 99 cent store?
99 cents.
Wow. How do you know it wasn't like 765 years old?
Because you look at the date.
Oh.
Everything has a date, dear.
Right. Wow. So
unbelievable.
I have to come shopping over there. All right. We were talking about whether or not it's a choice to be gay. And for you, do you think that it is a choice to be gay or not?
For me, yes. It was a choice for me.
And then you made a different choice.
Yes. I wasn't finding... I mean, I'm not saying this is not for everybody. Everybody has their own views on things and their own opinion. But for me, I couldn't find that right person.
Really?
I couldn't.
Okay.
And just...
So it didn't happen for you.
Right.
Do you think it was that maybe you just weren't really gay, or you sincerely wanted to be with a woman and it didn't work?
No, I sincerely wanted to be with a woman and it didn't work.
Wow.
I mean, I love women, don't get me wrong. Right. I really can't stand men, but I do love my husband.
Right.
He's a good person. Like, I wasn't looking. It's something that just happened.
Now, are you still attracted to women?
I will always be attracted to women, but I'm with one person.
Right.
For me, I think it was a choice. Me and men, we don't really connect. I could walk down a street with gorgeous men, and I just won't look at them.
Right.
Just they could stand right next to me, and I just...
Right.
Depends on the person, I guess.
You know, because the argument is that people feel that they were born gay. Do you feel like some people are born to be...
Yeah, some people are born gay.
But not that doesn't apply to everyone.
Right. Because that's a whole big thing, you know.
Right. Because there's that whole thing about if you say that you chose to be gay, then that causes problems for us with legislation, and because they say that you choose this lifestyle. And I don't really care what straight radicals think. I don't care. I feel this way. I'm not even 100% sure. And I don't have to clarify if I chose it or if I didn't. I'm not really 100% sure. I used to think that I chose it. Now I'm not really so sure. And why do I have to feel like I have to lie and say that it wasn't a choice, that I was born this way? I don't know if I was born this way. Maybe I was.
You don't know if you was born that way?
I really don't know if I was.
I don't know. I think you would know that, no? You would know since you were a little girl if you was attracted to women or not. That's when you can say you were born like that.
That's a really good point, Loa.
But if you decide one day, like I decided one day, I will not be with a man. I made a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't care what anybody thought about that. Like, they had decided to be straight, yeah?
Right.
But you know if you're born like that. Because it's obvious you're attracted to women your whole life. When you're young and you're attracted to only girls, hello, you were born like that.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Mm-hmm. You made a choice not to be with a man.
Cause yeah.
At one time in your life, you dated guys, right?
I did, yes.
When you were younger.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Oh. So, yeah, I feel like I did choose it. Thank you very much.
You made a choice. You chose to be a lesbian.
That's right. I think, anyway.
And it works for you know?
Right. Well, thank you, my darling. Thank you very much.
All right, dear. Love you.
Love you, too. Okay, so hello. We're talking with Paula. And so when you just called, I was on the phone with this guy who called me back from one of the phone calls that I made.
Right. So we're going to make you straight? It's going to change the whole theme of the show.
And, you know, it wasn't a funny phone call, so that's why I didn't post it. And I may post it at the end of the show. I'm not sure yet. I haven't decided. But it was a very serious phone call. And for some reason, I could not find it in me to be funny, like make jokes at him, because he sounded so serious. But the reason that he gave me for why he thinks I'm a lesbian is either A, that I want to be a man. This is the science. This is the science that he gave me.
We can call you Sam.
Right, Sammy. Sammy's Lesbian Mafia. I just don't understand. Wait, he said that it's a gender identity issue. My lesbianism is a gender identity issue in that, you know, I want to be a man. Or the other reason why I'm a lesbian, I don't know if they're accredited or not, but they're huge. He said the other reason was that I was molested.
Oh, there's something you haven't told me about your life?
How draconian and old, I mean, like, where do they get these theories?
So does that mean that every gay person in the world has been molested?
Right. Now, what about all of the straight women that have been molested?
How come they're not gay?
Explain
that to me.
And why aren't we, you know, dealing with these straight men? Why don't we have... Okay, why don't we have organizations to recruit them and change them? I mean, I'm sitting here, honestly, and I'm in total shock at this phone call.
People actually buy into that bullshit.
People buy into it, and it's very sad. We're in a sad state.
You know what's sad is people that actually go there for conversion, and they sit there and they delve into their whole life, and then they remember that one time daddy touched their shoulder wrong, and they go, oh my God.
My father's a molester.
When all he did was touch her shoulder, you know?
Right. They'll convince you that what if I would have went in there and I was a vulnerable teenager or something, and
You would have fell for it, and you would have blamed somebody in your family for molesting you, or you would have walked around saying, I'm really a man.
Right.
Wait a minute, I'm confused. If I really want to be a man, why do I spend so much time putting makeup on every day? can someone tell me? I'm a little confused here.
Trying to look half decent. But I assured him, I did do one thing that I'm happy about, is I made him feel even worse, because I assured him that I was curious before the phone call, but during the process of speaking to him, I realized that I was a lesbian.
Thank you for confirming. I am officially a lesbian.
Right, and I know that I got to him because he called me back after I hung up the phone, like 20 minutes past, and he was like, hi, Sandy?
So tell me, Sandy, which is it for you?
I think I'm going to have to stay gay.
What's your reason for being a lesbian? Were you molested? Or do you just want to be a man?
I was molested by a really sexy married woman when I was 17.
Just another friggin' cult.
Right? That's what I told him. I said, how do I know you're not crazy? You're not some crazy cult. You know, he didn't really have any answers. Listen, these people are so easy. I mean, they claim to be PhDs and doctors. They have MDs and all this crap. I mean, it's just, it's like a house of cards. Their theories are so fragile.
They don't talk about the PhD they have in brainwashing.
Yeah, right. That just because you have a PhD doesn't mean that you're not a sicko. But it's a very scary thing. All right, so, you know, really quick, you heard the monologue, and
yes.
And I know that you have particular feelings about if it's a choice or not. So here's your chance to jump down my neck.
Like I normally do, it's not a choice. We're born this way. I don't think it has to do with making a choice of do I want to sleep with a man or a woman. I think it's just something in our body. We don't have that choice. That's just the way we are. Who would choose to be condemned in society?
See, but there's the thing, is that I don't care what heterosexuals think. I don't care what hets think. Now, why wouldn't I choose this lifestyle? What's so bad about this lifestyle?
Well, there's nothing bad about it, but you're dealing with a society that condemns it. And would you make that choice, especially as a teenager, to walk in and tell your parents, I'm gay, when old school parents would kick your ass out and disown you?
Right, right.
You know?
I think it still happens, too.
Well, it's in some cases, but yeah. I just don't feel it's a choice. I just think it's something within us. And there's nothing we can do about it. That's why this conversion therapy to me is nothing but bullshit. You can't convert somebody if that's the way you are.
What about converted rice?
Converted what?
Converted rice. All right.
You know, I had to ask again. I thought you said converted rice.
So you think it's not a choice?
No, it's not.
Why do I feel like there's a possibility that I could have chose this lifestyle? You know what? I much prefer...
Because you used to date men. You went out with guys.
Well, I dated boys as a teenager. That's not
okay.
really...
I dated guys as a teenager, too.
Right. Now, that's...
But it wasn't my choice. When I was dating guys, it was just uncomfortable to me and it didn't feel right. You understand?
Yeah.
It was something within me. I was conforming to what society was, girl and guys date. But I wasn't happy. It was uncomfortable to me. That's why I really don't feel it was a choice. I didn't make a choice. I did date guys. I wasn't happy that way. It wasn't what I wanted. Once I started dating women, man, I was very happy.
Well,
I felt comfortable with myself. That's what I wanted. I mean, we can argue this subject for hours because,
right.
you know, we
talked
about it before. You think it's a choice.
I'm not sure. I really don't know. And I don't think that that's a question that we should have to grapple with, whether it was a choice or not. I don't...
This is it. We were born this way, as far as I'm concerned. This is the way God made me. End of story.
Right, right.
As I was going through the conveyor belt, he dropped a little gay bean on me. One for you, next one straight, next one gay.
Only the special ones.
The special ones.
Only the special people get the gay stamp.
I'm a special.
You're a special.
I'm a special.
All right, my darling, thank you very much. Can you tell me why it is that you're yelling?
I stopped yelling. You would know that if you put the phone back on your ear.
I'm not putting the phone back on my ear so that you could make my ears bleed. I'm not going to do it.
Whatever. I don't know what to say at this point. I mean, you're going to think what you want, and you're going to assume what you want, and that's not fair to me. And then you sit there and say, I flake on you? And I'm like, I try so hard for you to feel like I don't flake on you. The last time, the same thing happened. I'm like, hey, man, I'm available.
You were not available. You also flaked. You were the one who just happened to, I exploded on.
I did not flake on you. That is not true. I did not flake on you. You're just taking it out on me. I don't understand why.
I'm not taking anything out on you because nothing happened. You're flaking.
Fuck that. I'm not a fucking flake. Don't fucking call me a flake and expect me to just sit here and, like, take it. Like, oh, okay, I'm a big old fucking flake.
Why are you so... What is wrong with you? Why are you so comfortable?
Don't fucking call me names and accuse me of being something that I am not. Because if I was a flake, I wouldn't have fucking called you at all.
You always flake on me. You always flake on me, period. Because you don't have any respect for me. You say, oh, it's just Sandy. It's just Sandy.
Who the fuck? What the fuck are you talking about? I don't feel that way about you at all. At all. What makes you assume that I think about you like that? That right there is... But those are hard words for me to fucking take from you.
You know what's disrespectful? Let me tell you what's disrespectful. Hi, I'll call you at 6. Bring, bring, bring. Hi, it's me. I'll call you at 8. Bring, bring, bring. Hi, it's me. I'll call you later, because I got to fart. I have to go shit. I have to change my tampon. I have to scratch my ass. Bring, bring.
Shit, Sandy, and you know it. You're totally exaggerating, and you're being really unfair, and you're calling me a fucking flake, and I don't appreciate that. I think that's really fucking
rude. So now you're going to turn it around, because you know that I'm mad at you, so you're going to turn it around and make this that you're mad at me. I don't think so. I don't think so. It's not going to work that way. Take responsibility for your actions. You flake on me every single time it's time to record.
That is not
You
true.
Give me heartache, and I end up in a nasty mood, and then other people that I have to talk to suffer for it because I'm in a crappy mood because of you, because you flake on me.
Okay, last time you were in a crappy mood, and we got in a big old fight about it, and you were mad because of somebody else.
I was doubly mad because it was the both of you.
I just think you're completely off by accusing me of being this monster. I'm not a fucking flake.
Well, that's your problem, is that you can't be somewhere in the middle. If I'm upset at you, it doesn't mean that I think you're a monster. Fuckwit.
You think I'm a fucking flake, and you think I don't respect you as...
I don't.
You need to check yourself. You really do. You need to really think about what you're saying, because that's not fair. And that fucking hurts for you to sit there and tell me that I don't respect you. That's fucked up. And you make it seem like I flaked on you like crazy, and I didn't. You're going to sit there and go off on me and tell me I disrespect you, and that I flake on you all the time, and there's always a story?
What do you know about Aqua Girl? Do you know anything about Aqua Girl?
Yeah, I do know about Aqua Girl. It starts tomorrow. There's fucking pool parties tomorrow. There's a party tomorrow night. There's another fucking party on Sunday during the day, and there's a party on Sunday night.
Why are you angry at Aqua Girl also?
Why are you asking me about Aqua Girl?
Are you mad at Aqua Girl, too?
No, I'm not mad at Aqua Girl. No.
What do you think of that Nelly Furtado song?
Which one?
You don't mean nothing at all.
I never fucking heard that song.
Yes, you...
Oh, the one that's all upbeat that I was singing to you one time and I was singing it wrong?
Yeah, can you sing it for me?
No, I'm not going to sing it for you. No, I'm not going to do it.
I want you to sing for me. Now that you've done yelling and screaming and hollering like a fucking psycho.
I want you to
psycho.
Take back what you said about me disrespecting you, because that really hurts my feelings.
I'm not taking it back because you do. You disrespect me. I'm not taking it back. I can't stand that Nelly Furtado song anymore. It's got to stop.
Who sings that song?
Nelly?
I only heard it like 3 or 4 times on the radio. I haven't heard it since.
Fronting. You're fronting. Because
fronting?
You told me that you like that song.
I'm back home, girl. Wait. I'm fronting? Well, I don't even listen to that shit. I don't even listen to the radio.
You told me that you liked that song like last month. Fronting!
What? I said it was catchy, and then you said I was singing the words wrong, and I'm like, okay, whatever, so I made up my own words. I remember, I was driving over the bridge, and I was singing that song, and you were laughing at me because I was singing the words wrong, and I was like, I don't give a fuck, it's Nelly Furtado. Think I give two shits about her?
The name of it, Say It Right.
Oh, you don't owe me nothing at all.
The wrong words. Do you think it's a choice to be gay?
Do I think it's a choice? No, I think the lifestyle is a choice. To choose the lifestyle, it's definitely a choice.
Really? That's interesting. So you don't think that you were born gay?
No. I was born gay, yes. I've always been attracted to women, and girls were always more appealing to me. But later on, when I was maturing, like around like 14, 15, mm-hmm. when I was growing up, I was like, do I make the decision to lead the lifestyle of what I really want, which is women?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I choose the straight lifestyle, which my parents and which society wants? And I went with my heart and my soul and what was going to truly make me happy, and that was to be a lesbian. Although my family doesn't accept it, it was a choice to choose the lifestyle to lead that life. Yeah, but being gay, no, I was always, I was born attracted to women. And
so what you're saying is that you were born gay, but you made a choice to live the lifestyle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's how I feel about it. What do you feel about it? How do you feel? Do you think it's a choice?
I'm not sure. I don't really know. I used to think that I chose it, and I like saying that I chose it. I don't think there's any reason why I shouldn't choose it. You know, what's so bad about lesbians? I'd be ashamed if I was heterosexual. But I used to think that I really chose it, but I think at some point it's not a choice anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But now, at this stage of the game, I don't know. That's the truth, is I'm not sure.
Really? You're not sure?
I'm not sure. I don't know if I was born this way. I mean, during puberty, I started to realize that I was attracted to both sexes, and then I just went the other way.
Yeah, you know, like, I mean, I can't say when I was 4 years old, I was, like, you know, attracted to, yeah, I was always attracted to the girls on, like, in cartoons, and, like, I was always watching the girls, and I looked back on it later on in life, and I was like, well, maybe I've always been this way, and I chose...
Wow.
I think it was a choice to choose the lifestyle, but I think I've always been gay.
You know what? Because I used to play with G.I. Joe dolls, like my uncle's G.I. Joe dolls instead of my toys. And I remember my mother telling me, why don't you play with dolls? But I know of a lot of straight girls that were tomboys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying overall anybody that didn't play with Ken or G.I. Joe and stuff there. That means that they're gay or not gay. That has nothing to do with it. It's just personally me. I was back on it when I was older, and I contemplated, and I was like, hey, I was never really into guys, and I just...
So do you think
I was just,
that...
You know, like, now that I'm older, I think about, like, old cartoons, like Jem, shit like that, and that was, like, cool to me. That was what was appealing to me. And it might not make sense to anybody, but it made sense to me.
So you think that you could have made the choice... Like, you would have been gay, but you could have made the choice to be straight. Like, do you think that you could have actually went through with it and gotten married? You think you could have went through the whole thing?
I could have, but I would have been miserable, and I would have probably divorced him the whole time. I would have been watching porn, getting off on the girls, mm-hmm. or, you know, cheating on him on the side with women, because that's essentially what I wanted.
Right.
I know that it wasn't going to be an easy lifestyle, but... It's the one that I wanted.
I had no idea. I had no idea it was going to be like this.
Well, I don't know.
I didn't know what it was going to be. I had no idea what the implications were of being gay. I had no idea what they were at that age. And I remember my mother telling me, you need a man to support you. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like, I remember that. And I remember her telling me she was going to get on the subway and never come back. And then I told her that the subway was only going to take her to Dyer Avenue.
Oh, my God. My mom didn't push me like that. She pushed me to get married, settle down. But then once she caught me having sex, you know, oh, you have to get married. Then she was like, you need to take care of yourself. Because I think deep inside, she knew that she lost the fight. And
oh, wow.
She's like, you need to get an education. You need to make money. Because she felt that without a man, I was going to have to work 10 times harder to survive.
mine just figured if I was starving that I'd resort to
dick.
Right. Right.
Fuck that.
Right. And
okay.
then when I'm like 45, when I'm 45, he'd probably cheat on me with a 19-year-old anyway. So
of course.
Why is that lifestyle so appealing? Not appealing at all. But thank you very much. In spite of the fact that you flake and you are disrespectful to me, I love you very much. However,
I love you.
No,
but right now,
not returned.
I'm gonna fucking reach to my fucking phone and fuck your ass up because I've had enough of you.
The
right?
love is not returned. All right, I gotta go.
I love you.
Goodbye. I love you. So I'm still not sure whether I chose this lifestyle or not. I think it's unfortunate that personal parts of my life are open to political debate amongst sleazy politicians with zero morals who are too busy thinking about which secretary they're going to take to a hotel. All these filthy, philandering politicians, they're so filthy and they have no more. They're pigs. And I have to worry about what they think? Unfortunately, I do. It's unfortunate, but I do. One thing that I do know is that us as a community, we can be very divided. We have different opinions on things, and things are not so black and white. And we have to learn to disagree with each other in a constructive way. As if there's some lack of issues for us to be concerned with in this country or in any other country? As if there's a lack of worries that are directly created by these animals that call themselves people who think that they can judge me? This is like a joke. It's sometimes I think that I'm like in this world and it's like a joke. You talk to some of these radicals, and I have. They're ex-alcoholics, ex-junkies, ex-prostitutes, robbers, murderers, and then they think that they can judge you? You want to talk to me about God when you have a rap sheet longer than a roll of toilet paper? And what I don't understand is that these people actually do affect some of us and our self-esteem. How do we let these people affect our self-esteem? It is just beyond me how we let these people affect us. I can't. You know what? I have shout-outs to do. I cannot concern myself with this. Get myself all upset. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm making noise. Okay. So where am I? I have a few shout-outs to do during this show. And one is to my mom for Mother's Day, even though I will never let her hear this show, ever, because I'm a filthy pervert with my mouth. Okay, so I just have a few shout outs to make. One is to Shane in Australia, who's a lovely young girl, and I believe she might even be single. The other is to Michelle in Auckland, New Zealand, who I have to say, she has to be the number one most devoted listener ever. Okay, and she knows why I say this. Dirty girl. Dirty, dirty girl. And actually, some listeners take the little pod player that I have, and they copy the code, and they put it on their page. So that's really cool. And I can't remember everyone who's done that, but I do know for sure that Jean in Connecticut, who is an absolute doll, has done that. So I'm giving a shout-out to Jean and some other listeners who I find amusing and adorable. One is Ava from Nashville, Tennessee, or at least that's what it says on her profile, who was urging me to get t-shirts, and Nay, also, who's adorable and was urging me to get t-shirts also. And it's very funny. She posts these silly holidays on my comments on my MySpace, which is the Lesbian Mafia show. And I'm getting a little confused here. Okay, and Renee, you say Renee, I say Renee. I don't. She introduced her friend to the show, so I'm forever grateful, and still working out lesbian payment. To Frank in Germany, who is absolutely the loveliest guy, and I'm positive that his panties are immaculate. I'm positive of that. And to Jen Dreamwood, who in her who I'd like to meet section put Lesbian Mafia Women. So I thought that was absolutely adorable. Just wanted to give that little quick shout out. And I can't shout out everybody right now, but for now, so thank you very much for listening, and I'm really glad that you did. And I will be talking at you again very soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Please, Mama, can't you see I've always tried to please? I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. They talk behind my back and criticize my life. But I get no complaints from Lou Diamond Phillips' wife. And I'm a lesbian, I'd rather be with Jane and Dick. Yeah, I'm a lesbian, a penis doesn't do the trick. When we go in for 69, I know hers is the same as mine. Hide your wives, cause here I come. I'm a lesbian. I'm a lesbian. When does cheerleading practice start? Hey there, cutie.